Blog Talk Radio.
Quantity and no quality will be discipline.
They call the passage of this bill Armageddon. And freedom as we know it.
California, and I got Bill from Indiana on the line. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I got a new headphone set up, and it's like the mic's built in, so hang with me.
All righty. Yeah, sounds good so far. I hope everyone's getting clear right now. We can do a sound check. Maybe Doc or Rod can check us out. Kyra's not feeling well, so we kind of lost her, but we gained Doc. So how's your computer working?
Oh, like a dream.
Thank God. Knock on wood or whatever.
I actually went and got a new one. That's what I did.
Yeah, you know, sometimes if you have to do it, you have to do it. I mean, if that was up to me.
I'd had the one for almost six years.
Yeah. I've been lucky.
I had pretty much wore the keys off of it.
I got really lucky because I got mine in 08 or 07. And it's a Dell. Now, I've had to spend some money getting it, you know, debugged and de-virused and stuff. But I haven't had to, you know, because I think my mainframe was a good $650 just for that. So all told with the, you know, the keyboard and the mouse and the screen and all that stuff and all the speakers and how it comes, that was like almost $900. And that was in 07 or 08. But it's, thank God, it's still working.
I hear you. Thank God for the technology, and we're able to use it today, because without this technology in the last few years, with all this started happening, we wouldn't have been able, we wouldn't have known to have done nothing.
Oh, I know. Absolutely. I just want to give a shout out to our Patriot families. I just wondered if anyone's ever heard from Hollis. I'd love to hear from him, but I only see him posting on Facebook every once in a while, but I haven't gotten anything from him. But he was helping us get this started, and it's patriotfamilies.com, so we love that, and we're getting ready for another reunion, and I'm so excited. I'm trying to get everything together. And on top of my suitcase is my small notepad, because I am taking notes.
Well, you know, we're just a common people, and we're all across this country, not just in southern Indiana, but we're all across this country, people who live in the smaller communities and stuff. And they usually do tend to do things on their own. They
right.
grow their own vegetables and mm-hmm. can their own foods, and they raise their own meat, so they go hunting or fishing and stuff
right.
like this. And we still live that life, and that's across this country. And if you watch, like, Duck Dynasty and stuff, you know there's a huge following of people like this.
Well, you know what? You're going to be pleasantly surprised, because I know there's a lot of people here, right here in my town, who are doing what I've been doing, because I've inspired a lot of them to do it, and others had just done it on their own, making small places and growing their own vegetables. So this is, you know, because they're getting it. They understand what's going on. You know, they're not full on preppers, and they're not full on, you know, right wingers like we might be. Some people call us that, but you know, people are waking up, Bill. I mean, look what's happened today. I mean, just with the AP story, as Rush calls them, the Associated Depressed. You know, my favorite. He's a riot.
We're hearing about three or four major scandals, you know, but actually,
yes.
there's a huge list.
Yes.
Fast and Furious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the NDAA Act.
The working
with the UN against our laws
sure.
and constitution. It just goes, you know.
It never
and
ends.
And then you throw in the last day, though. And I got to say, I've had a smile on my face most of the day. I have.
Yes.
Because I'm seeing others out there wake up and stand up and start to push back. The American people are not stupid. Either
right.
side, we're not totally ignorant, none of us.
Well, yeah,
and our
right.
government,
yeah. oh,
both
I know.
sides
ca-
have played us as we
sure.
as if we are.
Huge.
And
oh, for years and years and years.
And when we all wake up, and I've said this, I mean, in the last month, how many times have I told you they're going to turn on him?
I'm praying, because now the media is starting to turn a little bit. Even Jon Stewart, I reposted that one video.
Yeah.
He was, you know, I'm not a fan of that guy, but that was freaking hysterical. That was absolutely.
You want to know something? You watch. Every one of these media that are starting to report against him and starting to tell the truth about
yep.
what his side has been doing, his administration and his cronies have been doing.
Right.
We're going to see an increase in viewership.
Right. Here's the thing. The other thing that's going on is when everybody keeps asking the same question, and I've been pondering this for about the last 3 or 4 days, because we've been screaming and kicking and calling our congressmen and all this stuff, and everybody wants people to go to jail. And the reason that no one calls these top guys to jail is because they know that they are not blameless on any of this, and they're going to be right behind them. And what I mentioned to Kyra earlier, and she keeps logging in and out, maybe she's having some problems with her computer, but I said, for all the guilty in D.C., the only place big enough is that NSA building in Utah that's supposed to data collect and data mine. Because if you look at it, and I am so – I cannot take one more thing with the left-right paradigm with the Democrat-Republican – I can't take it anymore. These people, when you look at what's going on, and as you see what's going on today, you know what the left hand's doing. They're working amnesty. They're going to screw us with this, and the price tag is hellish. They're going to destroy us sovereignty-wise, culturally-wise.
You're only seeing the price tag from what they're telling you, but they're basing that on like 11 million
exactly.
people.
Exactly.
And when the truth is it's going to be around 30 million people, you're going to, or 33 million even, you're going to have to triple that $6.3 trillion, people.
Yeah, and Rod's talking about Bechtel, because I know I just caught his name. He's on the Fox 5. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. My favorite's Greg Gutfeld. He is a scream. Yeah, Bechtel the liberal, pretty quiet.
I got to give Bechtel credit, because on several issues I've heard Bechtel go against Obama.
Yeah, maybe he'll go all the way.
The attack on Christianity, Bob Bechtel went off about that.
And I
agreed with him on that. Now, I'm not going to agree with him all the time, but I don't agree with the Republicans all the time either.
Oh, my gosh. Well, look at Rubio and look
at
the rest
of them.
What I
agree with is the Americans.
And you know what they're doing? I just heard another one. There was an advertisement on my it's from CBS. It's actually CBS Radio here in San Diego, but we've got a lot of conservative talk shows. And, of course, they pepper their advertisements with all this libtard stuff, and they had good old Paul Ryan. He's just as guilty to blame as Obama when he goes out and tries to sell this amnesty nonsense like a soundbite or a damn, you know, 60-second spot on a TV thing to sell soap. It's the same nonsense. I've had it. And Obama's still trying to sell his Obamacare and shove it down people's throats because he knows that everybody hates it. They have anything that they know that we don't like, they have to keep trying to sell it, just like Hitler tried to sell his stuff. Well, he had Goebbels helping him, and he was quite successful. And he had a lot of guns on his side, like Stalin, and he just beat the hell out of people. I'm reading about that now. Tomorrow, you're going to hear some of it, too. It's frightening, let me tell you.
Well, we're going to see more and more stuff coming out, I think, in the next couple of weeks. And it's not what we already know, but we're going to see other things, issues starting to pop up, I would say. And it's not going to look good for Obama. I mean, we have worked and worked and worked and tried exposing this guy. And in 1 week, he's suffered more damage in 1 week than what we've done to him in a year.
Yeah, I know, because nobody listens to us. I mean, they're all they do is bash us. I mean, everybody from PMSLSD to that Touré and idiotic Piers Morgan and that idiot Melissa Heresy Perry and ABC and the SOBs, you know what I'm talking about, Matthews and the rest of them, they're ridiculous.
Pierce today was tweeting stuff that went, you know, questioned Obama.
Well,
and,
it's about time.
You know, yeah, because they see it's coming, and who wants to be on the, other than Chris Matthews, who wants to be going down with the ship?
And I want to comment on what has been said in the chat room. I know Cairo was talking about the data mining. Well, there's data mining in Common Core, which we'll get to in a minute, but this thing, this NSA, which is what they call the National Security Association, I think that's what it stands for, the same old, you know, ABC ridiculous bureaucratic Lilliputian agencies all over this country. I'm tired of it. And they're all federally funded by the taxpayers. We're paying for our own demise. And they've got that huge thing. It's like, it's huge. It's like 10 football fields, and it's got all these buildings. It's in Utah, and this is collecting every phone call, every electronic piece of everything out there. Where do you think they're going to send the kids' records to? Where do you think they're going to send all this stuff with the IRS? And the IRS is going to be in charge of Obamacare. If they're this much of a Nazi state right now, oh, my God. Can you imagine 2014? We got to bring this place down. We got to bring this regime down today.
And he armed the IRS.
Of course he did. Look, yeah, well, just go back to his 2008 speech, Bill. We got to have a civilian military just so, you know, you heard that one? Yeah.
I've seen what Janet Napolitano's got, you know, her Homeland Security new forces that they're training.
Oh,
young
I know.
Young people that don't know any better and are going to end up going out there and they're going to sick them on people who do know. And it's not going to be a pretty sight.
No, it's not. If they want that battle, they're going to wish they never started it, Bill. I'll tell you that right now. I got people finally coming on board, area.
You got this guy going to march armed on D.C.
Oh, that's sick. That guy's an idiot. He's going to get taken out.
You got to look at his ties. He has Muslim ties.
Uh-huh.
He admits that he's sick-minded. To me, it's a setup. Well, I might be wrong, but to me, it's a setup.
Well, he's very foolish. And anyone who follows him is not thinking. they're not thinking at all. So, you know, look, we can go through. We've got Benghazi, and the idiot in chief is still lying about that today. He's still lying about all of it. The guy is nuts. I can't even begin to explain how bad this is. Carney Barker's going to lie. Somebody asked for there was somebody in Congress, I don't know who, because I was checking it out. I had like six things going on at once. You know, today it's been nuts with the Facebook and Glenn Beck and the news coming in. Somebody in Congress was, I believe, calling for Eric Holder to step down and resign. And again, none of these people will be held accountable. The only one I know that got held accountable just recently was Gosnell, thank God. And I just hope there's
Did he get held accountable? Struck a deal.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the thing. He's supposed to get life in prison without parole. Maybe there'll be some Bubba justice going on in there. I don't know. So let's just let it play out. God will take care of him.
That's if they don't have him protected.
Huh?
That's if he isn't protected.
Exactly. They're not going to put him. They're not going to put him in isolation like they did with what's his face from Charlie Manson. They're not going to spend that much money on that guy. I don't believe that. No, I don't think so. Even though it's a high profile case.
I would take Gosnell and put him in a cell with someone like Eric Rudolph.
Here's the thing. Just let him go in general pop. He'll be done. They'll do him in. They'll find a way. Bill, you've been at, come on. You know how it goes.
I'm from Indiana, and we had a case here out of my county. Little girl was abducted and murdered, and I don't know what all, but when the guy went to prison, he ended up with a tattoo on his forehead with the girl's name, Katie's Revenge.
Yeah.
And to those of us that knew that family, you talk about a scar, you talk about a scare, because it was someone, the neighbor, that they knew.
Oh, my gosh. You know? And that horrible person that was, remember, for, I think, what was it, 10 years, and he had those people, Amanda Berry, in whatever city he was in, and I can't remember his name now. Castro, Ariel Castro or something, a real ugly schmuck. And he had a history of domestic violence, and they got him, and they've given him an $8 million bail ticket, so he can't get out until he's tried. And I'm hoping they give him the death penalty. I really do. I hope they do it.
As they look deeper into that, you see the mistakes that the law enforcement made several times. And
here's the thing, Bill.
My area is rocked by a murder in Waymansville, Indiana, where four people were executed inside their home.
Oh, my gosh.
We know it's linked to drugs, meth probably. And there's another plague on our country, on our youth. You're putting a poison in your body and you're expecting something good out of it. It'll never happen.
Yeah, I just got a new headline that says White House email bombshell, messaging ramifications reflect fear of Obama's Benghazi lies. That sounds funny too. Let me see if I can find this. Hold on. Zero is calling Benghazi a sideshow. Dead Americans. 2012 sideshow.
Didn't Nixon do kind of the same thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Anybody who's guilty is going to try to divert attention. He's going out, he's blaming Rush Limbaugh, he's blaming Tea Party, he's blaming this, he's blaming that. But he never takes any blame himself.
Oh, no, never. No, absolutely. And here's the problem. The other problem that's going on with him is he will continue to lie. He will deflect. He's got everybody out there doing the same thing. He's still got, Carney Barker's doing four Pinocchios every 5 seconds. I mean, it's insane. It's the truth. I mean, look at these
people. People are seeing through it. And even the media is showing the depth of lies in it.
Thank God.
And this is damning. And if it continues any length of time, he's done. Not only is he done, Hillary's done.
I hope so. You know what? I've told everybody this for the last three shows that I've been on, and that was Ron's and Mikey B, and now this one. Unbelievable stuff going on. And I told Ron last night, I don't see 2014 Obamacare coming to fruition and amnesty coming to fruition. I don't think our financial situation is going to last that long. I think there's going to be to pay. There's going to be all kinds of help coming down.
Sebelius is already, she's going to be in trouble for soliciting donations.
Oh, she's evil. That woman, I call her Super Bilious.
She's got trouble.
Oh, my God.
So that's another big thing that you're not really hearing about, but it's right now a major thing.
Good.
She's got trouble for illegal donations and all this and that and how they did it. And then you've got, the IRS thing that they tried to say was limited to Cincinnati, and now we know in 3-4 other places, including Washington, D.C. And
right. Here's the thing.
You know,
there,
heads are going to roll on that.
They're talking about Hillary.
Yeah, the ACLU puts in paperwork, FOIA for some information, and all they get back is black sheets.
Yep, absolutely. This goes on daily. And here's the thing. Everybody's worried on our side against Hildebeest becoming president because people are stupid, especially ones on the left. I mean, they're still worshiping Michelle and Zero. They're crazy. They call us Republican trolls. That's what they call us. These people are completely bonkers. So this is what we're up against. These people worship nut jobs.
I've been watching the media. I've been watching the social networks and watching what people are saying. And, yeah, you still got them out there. It's anybody's fault but the but Obama's. You got people thinking, oh, Obama and Clinton were the greatest things. No, I'm going to ask anybody out there, if Clinton did anything for our debt, then why didn't the debt clock start backwards?
No, it's a lie.
It was a lie to begin with.
Honey, they've been lying to us for 140 years. Easy.
On that situation with our monetary system and the debts and stuff, both sides have been lying to us.
Oh, absolutely.
The debt just keeps increasing no matter which side's in charge. I mean, be honest.
Right, because, look, we've had a
they're not looking out for us, Linda.
No.
They're looking out for themselves.
Exactly. This has been an oligarchy one-party system probably since the Reconstruction period. That's my guess. I don't see it any other way. I'm sorry. I'm looking at Teddy Roosevelt, Wilson, and the rest of them, and the Federal Reserve Act, the creature from Jekyll Island. We got the 16th and 17th Amendments, which were probably some of the most destructive ever. I mean, we could go back to the 13th and 14th. Anything from the 11th on down to through the 27th, you can put in a document shredder as far as I'm concerned. I'm dead serious. Just shred it. All of it. Shred it. It's unconstitutional. It's crazy. It's nuts. We have no rule of law. We've got a police state. We've got all this nonsense going on. You know, all of these people that should be calling for people's others' heads to roll, they won't do it because they know they're as guilty as sin themselves. There is no two-party system. You know that, Bill. This is nuts.
Well,
this is Illuminati New World Order.
That's why you've seen the lack of any kind of attempts to block some of these things.
Right.
They just go okay with it. But you got to follow the money. I got a congressman. He's always talking, you know, he brought this back here. You know what? It's my damn money. The more you bring back here to me, the more the federal government wants. How about you just leave the crap there and we'll take care of our stuff here?
Yeah, you know, I noticed that Rod Luke in the very beginning was talking about the Constitution and he was going through like Article 1. Section.
Yeah. Well,
something. Anyway.
Reading it, and if you read what Rob was posting, you come to the conclusion that if I ship something out of the state, I don't have to pay a tax on it.
Okay. Well, look,
now,
when he's talking about the states and intrastate stuff and interstate commerce, that's what
right.
I think a lot of that was, because they didn't want people to have like levies and weird tariffs. The founding fathers didn't want tariffs.
And that's exactly what they just went out and went against.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, Ron Paul used to say it best. We have not followed the Constitution for so long, it's not even funny to talk about it anymore. And here's the thing with the Declaration. Go ahead.
Someone just mentioned John Kerry. Isn't John Kerry's daughter married to a Muslim?
I don't know. But there's tons of it. Remember
Anthony's ties?
I don't know, but Anthony's Weiner is married to one who's friends with Hildebeest.
Check it out. John Kerry's daughter is married to
Everybody should research it.
Ties.
And you know what we should do? If we can't take down this regime, I hope we can take down this regime and Eric and everybody else that's up there on the high end. I think you're right about Petraeus. We need to get him on the stand too on this whole deal. And we have to get so in everybody's face on Kyra, you're right on the 22nd. I get you on that one because the idiots erased history on George Washington, who had the grace and wisdom to not accept kingship and say, no, I'm going home to my farm. I'm not going to, you know, this is not right. And he knew, and everybody from henceforth until they erased history said, you think you're better, except for FDR, because he was an evil SOB, as far as I'm concerned, and I mean evil. Oh, and his wife, who wore the pants, just like Valerie Jarrett and Michelle and running the whole show. What's her name? Eleanor. Another dyed-in-the-wool communist from the get-go. Yeah, and they had to make the 22nd because of this SOB. They had to, because prior to FDR and the others, at least they respected George enough, and they knew about history enough that they said, who do you think you are, better than George Washington? And it shamed them into not running again. That's what happened. So a little history on that. People, you know,
well,
it's true.
I would prefer George Washington to any politician pretty much since then, because he's the only one that had to be forced to do it.
Yes, he did. They did, but my favorite as a libertarian and a small limited government and understanding the Second and First Amendments was Thomas Jefferson. I love that guy. Everything I read about him, man, his quotes, his brilliance. I think he died with a brain he hadn't even used yet. That's how smart I think he was. And these idiots in D.C., the collective of them, and I told this on Terry Rowland's show the other day, and she cracked up and she says, I think you're being too generous. And I said, well, maybe so. I said, the collective IQ of all of them is about 55. And she said, I was being generous. But it's true. They make me tired.
Look, it's a sad thing, because these people are supposed to be the highly educated and all these things.
No, they're highly brainwashed.
I got to tell you, I know a bunch of old boys out here in the woods and stuff that's just, they don't even have a high school diploma, but they got more common sense.
Yep.
And they could do a better job of dealing with these problems than these high price people that come through Harvard and wherever. I'm not impressed.
I know. I'm trying to get people to call in, but, you know, that won't happen. I'd love to see somebody go.
Let's be real. The guys on Death Dynasty, every one of them smarter than the guys that we got sitting in Washington.
I saw something on one of the – I can't remember who sent it to me, but it was a very short clip on one of the shows. It was PMS LSD, and it was on our conservative deal, and it was a clip of idiotic Stretch Piglosi talking about – she was talking about – Boehner, and she was talking about the Republicans not getting anything done. Of course, she's lauding all this crap about large government and nothing gets done without it. And it's just, and then she's upset because the Tea Party and people like us, we don't like any public voice or any, you know, she's public sector, whatever. And I'm going, yeah, exactly right. I'm screaming at the thing going, yes, yes, Nancy, that's exactly correct. We want a government that is so tiny we can barely see it. So tiny. Microscopic. I'm done. And here's the deal. I know Ron touched on this yesterday, but I'll go ahead and quote it. He really – I mean, I know he knows how to do this because he's probably could recite
it.
Memory. And this is about – it says – that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it, and to institute new government laying its foundation, which is capital F, on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. This, and you know what? Later on it tells, this is not only a responsibility, it's our duty to do it. According to our founders. Now, what are we waiting for? chains and the boxcars?
Well, now, I'll be honest. That may be what comes out of the July 4th deal. Because if they go in there and trouble starts, then you know they're going to start coming after the rest of us after that.
I know.
We have nothing to do with it, they're going to target us. They're going to come after us. And that'll start it.
Damn it. It just ticks me off. I mean, I really am... I know.
It's ignorance when you see how things are going right now.
I know. Well,
we're doing
okay.
It without that. And we can.
This one, this was probably what I was actually praying for. And I didn't want to have to print out like eight different things. Somebody sent me this, and I can't remember where I got it from. It could have been Facebook, it could have been emails. But I have to do on the 22nd, which will be okay, after my show time, and I don't have to go anywhere tonight, but tomorrow after my show, I think I'm going to go to city council to speak on Agenda 21. I'm going to nail them with what I know. And then, because you only get about 3 minutes. This one on the 22nd, we have to go to Poway and go in front of the, I think it's the school board or some entity in the schools, whether it's the teachers or whatever, and there's going to be a lot of public input, and all of us get to speak. So I don't know how much time I have and how fast I can read this, but you guys got it. This was the best 1.5 pages of what Common Core does and what it is. Oh, my gosh. So I don't have to print out like 10 pages. And let me go through this as quickly as I can. You're going to love it. It says the national news media haven't discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and don't learn. Well, this is terrible. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum, i.e. controlled by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions by state and local school boards, state legislatures, parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress by using $4 billion of stimulus money. This is where Common Core was hidden in. And they had, you know, the turtle tunnels were to distract you so you wouldn't see Common Core in the damn stimulus deal. To promote Common Core. Isn't that special? It's not only public schools that must obey federal dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. How special. The control mechanism is the test.
If you read Common Core is against all those things.
Yeah, well... Yeah, oh, well, true. Yeah, and Jeb Bush is at the helm, and so is good old eugenicist Bill Gates, the evil one.
I'm sorry. I know a lot of people are proud to be from Texas, but people, you give us two Bushes already that were supportive of Agenda 21 and helped bring it about. North American Union, the SPP project, and those things. Check on Rick Perry's record with those things.
Oh, I know. I know. He's no saint.
Yeah. I'm from Indiana. I'll be the first to tell you, my ex-governor, Miss Daniels, he was another one. And I ain't so sure the current governor, Pence, isn't either.
Oh, yeah. The control mechanism is a test. Kids must pass the test in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or a GED. This is how bad this is. If they haven't studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the tests because they're teaching to these evil tests. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary, since CC is so costly to the states, estimated at $15 billion for each state, for retraining teachers and purchase of computers for all kids to take these tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, check this out, dangle the carrot, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates such as No Child Left Behind. Isn't that cute? Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter, as if they're smart already. They're not. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states now use, and the math standards are so inferior that only real math, the real mathematician on the validation committee refused to sign off on the math standards. He said the CC standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and fall farther behind grades 8 to 12. The CC math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. Parents will have a hard time helping their children with math homework because the Common Core standards call for teaching kids to add columns of figures from left to right instead of right to left. Oh, kind of like in China. Isn't that special?
Why not? You're teaching our kids to be Spanish.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah, well, that's because we're overwhelmed. Hello, Robert. Nice to have you. I'm going to finish this out.
How you doing?
You were doing great. I'm going through this Common Core nonsense. CC advocates claim that the standards will make students college ready, which is a crock. That promises a play on words. Students will already be ready only to enter a 2-year non-selective community college. So this is a lie. as they said in The King and I, a false lie. Common Core means government agencies will gather and store all, oh, this is the data mining, sorts of private information on every school child into a longitudinal database, oh yeah, in Utah, from birth through all levels of schooling, from birth, plus giving government the right to share and exchange this nosy information with other government and private agencies. Oh, I knew that was going to happen, thus negating the federal law that now prohibits that. This type of surveillance and control of individuals is the mark of a totalitarian government. And Bill, I swear I'm going to read this in public. I am not giving up on this. Common Core reminds us of how communist China gathered nosy information, oh, it did with Stalin too, on all this, and Hitler, school children, stored it in manila folders called Dangans, and then turned the file over to the kid's employer when he left school. The New York Times once published a picture of a giant Chinese warehouse containing hundreds of thousands of these folders. That was in the pre-internet era when information was stored on paper, and now data collection and storage are efficiently managed on computers in a greater invasion of privacy in a giant data mining place in Utah. Common Core is encrusted with lies. It is not, as advertised, state-written. It is a national project created in secret without any input from teachers or state legislatures. It is not internationally benchmarked. That never happened. The readings assigned in the CC English standards are 50% informational text instead of the great, get this, American and English literature and classics. The result is that CC standards are very political. Oh, I'm so surprised. The suggested reading includes a sales talk for government health care such as Obamacare. Oh, I'm also surprised. And global warming propaganda, including a push for Agenda 21 in Common Core. Some of the of this fiction suggested is worthless and even pornographic, presumably chosen to reflect contemporary life. Oh, God. Another suggested reading favorably describes Fidel Castro and his associates without any indication that these are tyrants, communists, and mass murderers. Oh, they conveniently leave those little details out, I'm sure. We should take a bit of advice from our neighbor to the north. Canada has no national standards, and all standards are adopted locally. And not even any national Department of Education. Common Core advocates admit the standards cannot be changed or errors corrected because they are already printed and copyrighted by the private owners such as the Gates Foundation. Bills to repeal CC have been filed in Oklahoma, Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, Alabama, South Dakota, and Georgia, and Indiana. Governor Mike Pence just signed into law a law to pause the CC implementation and hold public hearings. So that's good. I would contact him and make sure your neighbor's bill go to those hearings. I mean,
I am in contact with my state representative, Jim Lucas. If you go to his page on Facebook, you'll see I post on there like I do on your page. And if you read Jim and what Jim puts on there, he don't back off.
Good. Good. Yeah, we've and then I'm concerned. I think we should start we should let the all the radio talk show people and all the Associated Press and everybody else, Fox News, whatever, hammer out this other stuff. And we got to go behind the scenes, Bill. Go against Common Core, go against Amnesty, and tell everybody if we have to write letters to the Gang of Eight individually, however we do it, we have to say no. And today it was Paul Ryan's touting this garbage. We need comprehensive. We can't, you know, I was just livid listening to his diatribe for 60 seconds or whatever this stupid commercial was.
Asking who the hell we is.
Yeah. He's talking about America. Yeah.
America doesn't need it. Our legal immigration system works just fine. The only problem is we're overcrowded. We got how many million Americans out of work? You don't want to count them because they're no longer looking here. You don't think they're looking for jobs, so they don't count no more. They're no longer on the unemployment rolls.
And you know what? I got news for Rubio. I have no problem with what Eisenhower did. And you wanted to, and he did the 11 million of deportation two times, which would be perfect because that's what we got going on today. Two times the 11 million. if I'm not mistaken. It's probably more than that, but it's close. And there's no reason why. And you know what? I'm not politically correct, and I'm quite proud of it. I don't care if you call it Operation Wetback, because that's what they are. I'm sick of it. They're illegal invaders.
Yeah, they're foreign invaders, exactly what they are.
Yeah, I'm sick of it. If
we treated them as that,
I know,
we wouldn't have something. But what we have is a government, both parties leading it, that has never once tried to enforce the laws that are written. You don't enforce the laws on employers. You don't enforce the laws on those who cater to them with housing and other stuff. You don't enforce the laws because your own elected cronies and stuff are invested in businesses and housing that cater to them.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw that. I mean, I was sending stuff around today. I was pretty busy before I could go do errands and get ready for the show. There was something that Pat put up on geoengineering, you know, about the chemtrails and all this nonsense that's going on. And what it does, it was a great chart. I'm going to go try to find it again and repost it on Facebook. But I know I shared it, and then I copied the link and gave it to my neighbor because she kind of knows where I'm going against Agenda 21. But I wanted her to see this chart so she could connect the dots because it connects them really good. And she's against these developers who are destroying our area in favor of Agenda 21. Although whether they know about it or not doesn't make any difference. They're still doing it. So you know, I'd like to slap them upside the head with it, but. So she's understanding. I told her, I says, look, I've been screaming about this for months in front of the city council. I says, look at this data here. And it was Pat Hitley put it out. It was great, talking about what's happening because of the geoengineering and the chemtrails and the darkening of the skies, and they're ruining the seeds and they're killing the bees. It's nuts. I mean,
the government has for decades had the power to create tornadoes and hurricanes.
Yeah, they're doing it too.
And, you know, yeah. That's
HARP. They've had HARP.
It's distractionary. They've got HARP. But we're being attacked from every angle. Our food supply through Monsanto.
Exactly. Oh, I talk about Monsanto all the time. In fact, I think there's a national deal on the 25th, which is a Saturday. I'm trying to get my groups out here to protest.
I will be out in protest here in Indiana.
You're going to believe this. I got the 15th, 22nd, the 19th, and the 25th. I got to go out and I got to scream my lungs out because I got to do it. I can't sit down. I can't. I've got to tell the truth. And that's what Glenn said yesterday on his show. He says, does the truth matter anymore? And then Ron says, he says, when did it stop mattering? That should be the question. And I'm going, amen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the truth. This is what's going on. And that's why it's funny because I had out, you know, I love doing on my show with the Bonhoeffer stuff because it's screaming at me across the ages, telling me nothing's changed, man. You just got different names. You got different faces, but you got the same nonsense going on right now.
Well, it's just like they do with the bills and the rules. Agenda 21 becomes sustainable development. Now
right.
It's something else, you know.
But here's the thing.
Come on.
Well, I know.
We're so stupid. Just keep changing the name and the public can't keep up with it.
The
health
well,
care
here's
bill.
The thing.
How many times did it change names?
Oh, my God. The ACA and the nonsense. I just call it Obamacare. You know, I can't take that guy anymore. And you know, I think the question should be arised if any libtard comes to you and says, why do you hate him? You should respond with, why do you think we do what we do? Have you ever stopped to look or ask why we can't stand him? Have you ever looked at the underlying reasoning behind our thought process? What's causing it? My God. I mean, Michael Savage had it correct when he wrote the book. Liberalism is a mental disorder. It's I can't say enough about it. They are cognitive. I talked to my brother-in-law's brother at this family gathering on Mother's Day, and he kept asking me, he says, why are they doing it? I said, because they think that this is good. He says, how can they when the facts? I says, they don't care about facts. I said, they've been doing this since Babylon, and they're in the same mindset. And he says, but I says, I can't tell. They're nuts. You've got to commit them. They should be committed. I mean, it's crazy. You can't reason with people who deal with emotion and act like philosopher kings out of Plato's Republic. You can't reason with them. You can't reason with Pelosi. She's nuts.
You can't sit down and reason with anyone who thinks that you don't have a say.
Well, not only that, but then you got – I couldn't believe this. In fact, I'll try to find it again and post it. I was almost gagging when I was watching her, but I'll try to find it, of Pelosi on this report from PMSLSD. I don't even remember the guy's name who was interviewing her. Of course, he's bobbleheading, nodding, and going, oh, yeah, you know, agreeing with this complete Botox brain numbskull. It's amazing to me. She's talking about that we're the problem and that we don't like government input and we don't want any – public policy, you know, or public oversight, whatever, input and regulations. And I'm going, yeah, exactly right, Nancy.
Let's talk about Pelosi.
Okay.
She is the only member of Congress that owns a company in American Samoa that does not pay minimum wage. Did you know that?
No.
And her brother-in-law got a special sweet deal.
Oh, yeah.
The green energy thing.
Sure. Just like all the
winery.
Yeah.
Her winery, it didn't get shut off from water when she shut off that other water.
And look at all the sweet deals that Frank and Feinstein's husband gets when whether it's everything that's going on with the gun stuff or whatever is going on that she gets favor. This is what's happening.
And then you got Mr. Della Rose or whatever,
mm-hmm.
whose husband is on the board of Monsanto.
It's endless. I know. It's evil. And look at all the creeps like Gates who buy all this, the shares in Monsanto and all of the, and the George Soros. It's sickening. It's the same names, the same crime ink all day long, and it never changes. You know, this is why people need to read history, because everything that they're doing now, everything that Obama's doing, I'm reading about in Bonhoeffer's book. And this, I'm right in 1939, 1940, when the S really hits the fan and it starts escalating really badly. I'm between the second putsch, which was trying to eliminate Hitler by the generals. I'm between that failed one, that second failed one, and the Valkyrie plot, and right where Bonhoeffer just turned into a spy, you know, under the table, not letting anyone know he's doing it, of course. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Don't you wish during one of Gates' interviews and stuff, someone would ask him about world depopulation and why he believes that the world should be depopulated, but yet he wouldn't volunteer to be depopulated himself?
Oh, none of them. No, they're the ones who think they know better than you.
And you're telling us how your human compassion. Yeah, you want to play God and decide who lives and dies?
Oh my gosh! Yeah, it's as far as I know that that mercy seat has not been vacated, not to my knowledge.
Looking for him and stuff, but he better pray I never see him in the woods.
Exactly, I know. Doc's talking about Netflix. Bonhoeffer, it's well done. I'm reading this book by Eric Metaxas. It's like watching a movie, Doc. It's fabulous. I feel like I'm in a time machine and I'm right there. It is so well done. And I've read plenty on that period of history, but this is phenomenal. Absolutely wonderful. And I just – go ahead.
What I'm really hoping comes out of the last week is that Americans will come together and realize that
– I know.
That we've been duped by elected – and the big backers behind the elected
mm-hmm.
for a while now.
A long
it's
time.
It's going to take all of us coming together.
Yep.
You want the freedoms on the left to do the things you do and stuff. Well, we want our freedoms on the right, too.
Well, look.
And those of us that are independent in the middle of all of you, we want our freedoms, too.
The thing is,
the only way we can achieve – well, the only way we're going to get those freedoms, Linda, is we're going to all have to stand together and realize that the really the evil that's facing all of us is the corrupt elite that we have put in charge of us, who think they are in charge of us, who actually work for us, but think we work for them. And they actually work for their masters, the Soroses, the Gates, the IMELTs, and those kinds of people.
Well, here's the thing. If the ones, look, I've got Hitlery, I've got Obama, and the Soros, and the Maurice Strongs, and all these. Look, these people are being mastered by these puppet masters on the high, on high. Many of them, like Old Man Bush, I think both Patty Waste and Jeb Bush, the same thing. I think that Hildebeest and I think Obama, I think that they're all in that upper echelon, some of them, who
all
absolutely are they're Luciferians. These are not just
they're
secular humanists. Huh?
Everybody you named is a Bilderberg.
Okay. I think it goes higher up than that. And
I think that
they are so inextricably tied to the Rothschilds and to this Illuminati and the Club of Rome and the City of Rome and the City of London.
Club of Rome that hosted Oprah Winfrey and Bill Gates and George Soros and some others about world depopulation. Why are these the people? Why are these the people deciding how much the population of the world should have?
Because they think that they're entitled to. These people think they're gods. They look. Satan was the first one to tell Adam and Eve that if you do my bidding, then you will be as gods. They have taken that mantra and done with it from the garden. They have said it over and over and over again and believed on it. This is who they are, Bill. They're full of it. They're so full of it. It's spewing out of their mouths every day. And I'm, you know, they look like the green pea soup from Linda Blair and The Exorcist. I'm tired of it. It's nonsense. It has been nonsense from the get-go. It's nonsense today. It was nonsense with Lenin and Stalin. It's nonsense today.
But us, in our, I don't know how to put it really, by not paying attention to what they've been doing for the last 50 years or longer.
Oh, yeah.
It goes way back.
I know it does.
But in the last 50 years especially, we should have been watching all these things. We the people failed ourselves.
We did,
and
but you know what?
It's up to we the people to right the ship.
You betcha.
That's all Americans working together.
I agree with you. But those who are not going to come on board, I can't – look, if the ship sails
– you're either with us or against us. There's no in between.
I know. It's the Alamo and the line in the sand, Bill. It absolutely is.
Well, we should start on the East Coast and push to the West Coast and push all those that are just socialist and whatever out.
Send them to Hawaii where the real libtards are. Oh, my God. Absolutely.
If they want those kinds of governments and this and that, they can go to countries that have it already.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I have a few ideas like Venezuela and North Korea. Oh, they'll love that. Dumb idiots. They're so stupid. And the other thing I wanted to mention is I know, Robert. I'm going to let you in a minute because I got 37.
I'm sorry, Linda. I can't stop laughing.
If we don't laugh, we're... I know. We have. That's why I drink wine. I mean, I'm trying to stop smoking. Oh, believe me, I'm out of my gourd with not. I'm like, oh, geez, somebody stop me from going buying a pack. So I have to pray about it. But anyway.
Well, did you really put? Are you telling me the truth?
Yeah, it's been probably close to a week. I think I cheated a couple times with a puff here and there, but. No, I never bought them.
That's not quitting, Linda.
I know. Honey, this cold turkey's killing me. That's quitting in my book. I've been doing it for 50 years.
I know.
It's tough.
I don't want to promote anything on Patriot Families, but I have to suggest something. I invested in the NutriBullet. It's a juicer. And let me tell you, Linda.
I'll bet they're great.
I've been juicing spinach.
Good.
Apples.
I want to do juicing too, but
bananas,
I don't want to.
Blueberries.
Guys, look
go
at
ahead.
Sour sop.
What's that?
I've been feeling so. I'm telling you, Bill. I've been feeling so much better, man.
Try Soursop.
Okay.
It's precautionary measure. Soursop is 10,000 times more powerful than chemotherapy. Yet it does not kill your immune system. You can buy it for 24 little containers for like
$35. Is it S-O-U-R?
S-O-P. S-O-U-R-S-O-P.
Okay, got it.
I'll tell you what. I figured, you know, well, this is going to taste like crap. I drank one, and it was like nectar from the gods. Some of the best stuff I've ever tasted in my life. And I almost instantly felt better.
Wow. What I'm going to do is, I don't know if I can afford the Nutribullet, but I'm going to go start looking around at different places and looking at all these different juicers. Because if my cukes and my zucchini come up in my garden, I can juice those and I can add things. And I can also make my own BA juice if I want to. And they say if you add a tiny bit of fruit, it'll give it just enough sugar to make it taste okay. I'm not going to use raw beets because I heard they taste like dirt. I don't know. I've never tried it. But there's many things.
That's not true. Raw beets is good because we did that too. It's delicious.
Okay. But you know what? If you put carrots with stuff, carrots has a lot of sugar, natural sugar in it. So
delicious.
Huh?
It's delicious, Linda. I never juiced in my life, and I started. It's been about 10 days now. And, yeah, I've been sleeping like a baby.
Good. I've been doing my natural smoothies by myself in this really cool blender that I have. I've got oranges, banana, strawberries, yogurt, a little non-dairy creamer, and some cranberry juice, and a couple ice cubes, man. It's like a milkshake, and they are delicious. And they do help curb my appetite. And they're just all pure natural stuff. It's all fresh stuff. It's helping. Yeah, they're good.
I'm proud of you for quitting smoking. I'm still a moron.
So I'm trying to detox, except for my wine, because I will lose my mind if I don't have wine. But, you know, of course, now I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, God, somebody give me a drag off something. But, you know, I'll try. I've got to, because it's really, really scary to have pneumonia, so I don't want to get it again. If I continue to smoke, I'll get it again. So that's not good.
It takes the pneumonia to really do it, doesn't it?
What I was going to say, because I know Bill's really adamant about this too, and I'm praying that we can take Hildebeest down. But if we can't take Hildebeest down, what we have to do is we cannot let this go. And we have to have our signs and our banners and our bullhorns and our stump speeches and our convertible cars. And we have to press this issue against that evil witch all the way through 2016 and let people know. I don't care if I have to go through Orange County, half of L.A., all of San Diego with my convertible top down with banners and a bullhorn and pictures of this evil woman explaining what she is, who she represents, what she represents, and who she admires, and with vivid detail on the Margaret Sanger issue and everything else, because that woman is evil, and they need to know it. If I have to, I don't even think I could make deeper lines on her face with a ink pen, but, you know, I'll make sure that it's ugly enough. I can't stand her. I know how bad she is. I think she's worse than zero. I absolutely do.
Worse than zero? Hmm.
Yeah. Barry B. I give him the Vissarionovich V. He's Stalin. That's whose middle initial he deserves. Anybody in a country of America that could actually vote for someone named Barack Hussein Obama, it tells you a little bit about how doomed we already are. But you know what? I think we're going to win this one, guys. We got to win.
We need to come into our country and change our culture.
Yeah, I know.
Theory Z, the Japanese returned it to us.
I know.
And that's when the family became secondary to the company, and you started working 6-7 days a week, 10-12 hours a day.
Well, yeah, when the Industrial Revolution came.
Family structure.
Yeah, well, the feminist movement, and I think prior to that they were starting to do that, they had the birth control, you know, feminist movement. Oh, you got to go, you be all that you can be, you know. You can't just be a stay-at-home person and then, you know, they've done a whole lot of stuff. I think it was done in 1913, Bill, under Bernays. Bernays was huge with pushing for women to smoke cigarettes. And then the feminist movement, you know, the feminazis, they came in later on. It's just progressively, play on words, has gotten to this stage. And I do believe that if you think that communism died under McCarthyism, you're dreaming. And if you think that the new caliphate has died, it's just getting stronger. I've read about the infiltration of the churches, and I've talked about all this stuff. Everybody knows that communism is not dead. It's alive and well. There's so much crap, and I think what they've done is they've taken all of these factions, whether it's communism, Mussoliniism, or the Muslim caliphate, and these Illuminati have used this against us for a long, long time, and they're just doing – they love this because the Illuminati has been behind this since the founders died. In fact, they have hated everything that they did in the beginning. They hated that whole deal. If it was up to those miserable, idiotic clowns, we'd still be stomping straw into the mud pits under Pharaoh. That's how sick these bastards are. Excuse my French. But that's how sick they are. And that's who's running this show right now.
Well,
I think the Muslims are running the show.
No, I don't. Well, It's Illuminati. They're just being used.
It's the global elite.
Yes, they're being used. Just like
And all the Democrats and our elected, they're being used. They're just not smart enough to know it.
Oh, my God.
The same with the Republicans involved. Because if they think that you're going to have that world population down to 1 billion people, and all of you and your family is going to be the elite, well, I've got news for you. There ain't enough of you.
That's right. And you know what? I mean, the other thing that I heard, I think it was Travis Matthews that posted one. It was absolutely hysterical on Facebook. And he said, the problem with registered Democrats is they're too stupid to know they're communists. That was good.
It's
I like that.
Yeah, the Democrat Party got taken over.
Oh yeah.
And so did the Republican Party.
Absolutely, by the progressives.
I mean, we were betrayed last election by the Republican Party.
Oh.
The establishment of the party.
Let's
we were betrayed the election before that by them.
Yeah, exactly. I know. And, you're preaching.
They're putting out John McCain. I'm glad people are opening their eyes, and we didn't get him.
I know. It's
and,
crazy.
You talk about putting a freak on people's faces when I go out here and they say something about illegal immigration. Oh, that's because you're a Republican. Well, no, I'm not, mister. I'm an independent, and I got news for you. I fought illegal immigration in 2006 and 7 and 8 when George Bush was president.
Yep.
And John McCain was trying to push for amnesty then.
Wow.
Thank God for Jeff Sessions.
Mm.
And what we see is, as he said then, the masters of the universe, they want to dictate to all of us.
Oh, yeah,
they
do.
They want to rule us.
And that's the people, that's the Nancy Pelosi's of the world and the Upchuck Schumer's. You know, these people, and that idiot Bloomturd, he's such a McFascist. Oy, he is so bad. He really is bad. You guys go ahead and talk. I'm trying to find something really cool to play here for a minute.
Well, like Rod said, Sessions was our biggest ally then, and I think he still is one of our biggest allies.
Jeff's cool.
We get some true facts and stuff. You got Heritage Foundation. You got Numbers USA. These people just do stats and facts. Look them up.
Yep. I know.
And all the things they'll tell you on the those that are for amnesty will tell you, well, it ain't backed up by facts and stats. And if you read the wording and all the other stuff of the things they wrote, they might as well not have wrote nothing.
Yeah, there's
some. They might as well just say the border's going to remain open and we're going to take in everybody and the rest of you are going to work the paper.
I know. It's sickening. There was something, I think it was on Hannity and a couple others. I can't remember which ones, either Bill O'Reilly or Greta. Anyway, Jay Sekulow has been on a lot of shows too, and he's going up against all this stuff that's happening, not just the Benghazi, but the IRS and everything else. The Mark Levin's got a Landmark Legal Foundation. They're also filing suit against the Obama administration on many things. And so we're hoping, and it does take a long time, but sometimes, just like Gosnell, it took a long time to get him, but at least he's going to serve some time now, you know, and he's taken off the deal. And sometimes the wheels of justice do turn slowly, but Bill, you know, we got to have a little bit of faith, not in the systems all the time, but at least in the some of the rest of the people that get it and who are fighting for us. There's a lot of folks out there, Jace, the American Justice Law Center, and Mark Levin, and all these people. There's a lot of people who are trying so hard.
Now, let's be real. Beck and Levin brought up some of this stuff way before it got up here now. You can take credit and say, well, it wasn't here or there and there, but it was brought up. You had that guy testify in front of Congress saying, oh, we ain't targeting conservatives or Tea Party groups.
Right.
And he lied right through his teeth.
Oh, my gosh. And Beck was talking about the Syria gun running months before these two stories broke in the last couple of days, long before these whistleblowers came out. He was talking about this huge. He knew what was going on. This is the most corrupt administration ever in the United States of America. I don't care. I don't care how bad Lincoln was, Johnson, Nixon. This is the worst. This is it. This is bad.
By far.
You
know.
But it's amazing. You know, Bill, if Harry Reid could get on and agree what's going on, then you know something's wrong.
John Stewart
if you see a crash coming, a takedown coming, and a big smash coming, wouldn't you try to jump on the side that was going to come out ahead?
Wow.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But the thing is, they got caught red-handed.
Yeah, and
more than one thing. And by the other media starting to report it, the other media is going to see an increase in viewership by doing so, and that's going to lead them to actually, hopefully, that the media will start to become more center.
Absolutely, but you realize you don't mess with the Associated Press. That's what they did. You know, you don't mess with those guys.
I was going to ask you. Rod Luke says to say hi to you.
Hey, Rod. Hey,
yeah, he's getting ready. He's getting ready to log out. But anyway, we've all done our blessings to him. Thank you, Rod, for tuning in. I was going to ask you, have you ever recently talked to Frank Winkle? Because we're
we're definitely going. I got to return a book that Frank gave me. And I've been reading it. It was on Roosevelt and everything, that's where I've been getting all my information from is from the book.
Guys, Chuck is still out there. Drop him a line to his Patriot families.
I wanted to get back on the show. He needs to get back on the show.
He's got
to
call in, man. And you know what, Robert, you've got to come to Delaney. You've got to get over here.
I'm going to try.
Robert, I'm telling you, brother.
You would love it. And Leilani would love it.
I know Leilani would love it, but let me tell you something. Leilani's just terrified of guns. She really is. She's just
She doesn't have to go. She doesn't have to be around them.
She doesn't have to go with us when we go shoot guns.
There's several places, honey. She doesn't have to be.
We're not
going to carry them on our hip.
Yeah, we're not going to be shooting them at Delaney. It's a national. It's a state. County forestry.
No, just
I mean,
tell her.
She has relatives in Indiana, Bill.
Look,
she wants to see them.
Explain to her, Robert. Explain to her that
we're in Indiana, Robert.
Hmm.
Where are her relatives in Indiana?
I have to find out the right town. I can't remember where it is.
Find that out. Let me know. It may be some people I know.
They're musicians. They're music. They're
oh my
gosh. Hawaiian.
I might know them.
They're all Samoa. They're really supposedly.
One of my best friends was a guy named Tanaka.
I bet you that's it. I bet you that's it. Tanaka. That's it.
When we go there, there's going to be different venues and different things to do. We've got the lake. We've got the campground. We've got this other person's place for barbecue. We've got the place to go to shoot. So this is all up to the individual. This is not like a commune yet.
You can always just stay there at the place and relax.
Yeah. Hang out and relax. And everybody who wants to shoot goes, all that.
I think we do need a vacation. I tell you, we've been waiting
on that Saturday night. We're going to cook out, and we're going to have some people coming out and playing some music and stuff, and we're just going to relax and have a good time.
Guess who else is coming, Robert? Terry Rollins is coming.
Terry's coming.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have to meet her.
You betcha. You betcha.
I love Terry. She's
amazing.
Terry was the first one I met.
Wow. Wow.
My first trip to D.C.
Yeah.
And I found her because her husband wore the same type of hat that I wear.
Isn't that funny? Well, you know, I think the first person I ran into was probably Jolene and Ron Golden outside smoking. And I think Yael was inside having a drink. It was hysterical because I come to we were in Virginia. It was hysterical for that 2010 deal. Oh, my God. I pulled up in this rented car and I said, I looked at everybody and I wasn't sure because I didn't know what their faces looked like. And I says, what group are you guys with? And they go, well, who are you? And I said, I'm Linda Sills. And it was hysterical, Bill. They just screamed and they were clapping and going, yay, she's here. They said, go park. It was the best reception I've ever had in my life. It was amazing.
Well,
you got to come.
I have to say, meeting these people in D.C., when we were all there,
down
to dinner and stuff, if you walked by, you would not have known that we had not known each other all our lives.
We
just gelled, Robert.
It was like a family reunion.
I was amazing. You know, when Ron came down to visit me, it was just like we already knew each other, man.
We had a long talk. Gotta come.
You come up here, Delaney, and I'll get my friend Mark Wolford to come. Mark's a good left-handed guitar player who favors Ted Nugent a lot.
Cool.
who was the guy with the center for Boston? Larry Bird. Will Larry Bird be there?
No, but you will be within 35 miles of him. Or 30 miles.
That guy was my favorite basketball player.
He was pretty cool.
I was raised on Larry Bird.
We are so excited about everybody coming.
And that's the thing about our country. We should all be like that. We should all be allowed to do what we love to do. As long as we're not harming someone else. And the government needs to get out of our business. Don't tell me what to eat when you're backing people who are poisoning me.
Yep.
Don't tell me how to raise my kids. You're not going to teach my kid how to survive as power goes out or anything like that because you've got no concept. You're not going to teach my child to get up every day trying to be a better person than they were the day before and to treat everybody fair and equal.
Yeah, I'm getting so sick of these people. Every time they intrude, and we actually had... for the first time at our gathering, I was allowed to speak a little bit more freely, and I was kind of cautious because I was afraid it was going to be like old Sylvia and I had to put duct tape on my face because some people don't agree with me, but I didn't have to do that. And I'm telling you, people are coming alive and saying, you know, they're not hushing me up anymore because they're getting it.
If you're trying to make a legitimate point, I will listen to you, but I expect that. If I try to come back with an opposing view, that you would listen to me.
Sure.
And then we'll work together at it.
Yeah.
What we have is a government who is consistently trying to divide us and make us hate each other.
Oh,
if anybody spreads hate, it's your government spreading it.
I'm so sick of government, I could cry.
I'm tired of people playing their race crap. Rubio, Al Sharpton, all these kinds of people.
And their caliphate.
The head of the NAACP. What aggravates me, though, Linda, because it's like what we do just for one race. No, we don't. You see, all my American brothers and sisters, we come in all shapes, sizes, colors, and everything. You know,
why is that?
Because we're individuals, one of us.
There was I cannot remember the name of the show, and it's been a long, long time, and there was this little kid, and she, can't remember the name of it, but there was a black guy, and I think it was right after the emancipation time, and there were still people that were indentured servants and stuff in the Old South, and this little girl was looking at the black farmer, and she at the end of the show, because her main question was she couldn't understand why there was so much prejudice and hatred and of people's color of skins, and she says I figured it out. And he says, what? She said, the reason there's so many different people's skin colors, because she was in the area where they had, you could go in one place and there was like different colored patterns of earth, and she says, because those are the colors that God was standing on when he created them. And it was just, it was the most innocent, beautiful thing I'd ever heard. It was absolutely amazing.
It could be, but we're each individuals. We're not defined.
Right.
I'm not like every other person my color. I'm not even close to that.
Exactly.
And I don't expect that just because you're a certain color that you're like everybody else that color. I think you're an individual and you're your own.
Exactly.
You have your own spirit, your own person. We have too much of trying to keep us divided against each other because they cannot stand the idea that Americans would all come together.
Because I know.
If we did, they know we're going to stomp the crap out of our corrupt criminal elected.
One of the best ways to know, one of the best ways to learn that you just talked about as somebody being a kinship to you is to travel the globe. And I learned that at a very young age when I went to Japan. I went 4 times. There were people in the hills up where they evacuated people in Nagasaki and stuff up to Shiobara above Tokyo that were they were like kindred spirits. I couldn't even speak their language. They were like sisters to me. It was like I had walked their ground before. And these people were full-on Japanese from like centuries. There was no mixture in there. They have kind of a closed club. But I'm telling you, this is when you know that there is one God and he loves all of us. I mean, this is what we are the human race. I've seen this happen here in this country. If you go through history, I've seen it happen under Stalin and Hitler, of course, the segregation and the, let's single out this group and let's round this one up. No, this is not good. I don't give a dang whether it's a elitist, whether it's a liberal, you don't round up nobody.
Yeah. Right
you don't
now,
round
there
up
is no,
nobody.
There is no political party out there who represents all of us.
Oh, no. They represent in fact, we lost this.
They represent themselves and their masters,
which is money and power.
Yeah, money and power, control. And,
I know.
We've known this all our lives. We know this kind of thing was happening and going to come. It was always going to be about the money and the wealth. It was always going to be about control. If someone worked their butts off and earned their living and stuff, you want to penalize them and make them pay for people who won't lift a finger to help themselves.
Right. And that's why Jesus said you cannot serve God and mammon. And he was talking about the worship of the mammon, not the actual going out and making your own way. That's not what he said, because he also believed that if you teach a person how to fish, they can feed themselves. So you have to understand what common sense is. And if you go biblically, or you can go to the Austrian school of economics like Ayn Rand and the rest of them, then you can get it. it's not that hard, people. If I can comprehend roads to serfdom, so can you. You know, I mean, my IQ is not that.
Getting people to read a book
a lot more than
a thing anymore, Linda.
What's that?
Getting people to read books is becoming a thing anymore.
Oh,
if they think if it's not in a movie or they can't be told in 10 seconds, they don't want to hear it. It takes up too much time.
I think they think it's going to kill them. I swear to God, I think they're going to curl up and die. It's the only explanation I can come up with. It's just absolutely phenomenal.
Nothing drives me wilder than to go into one of these, quick stop gas stations. You go in there and the cash registers are down. And the person behind the counter cannot add or subtract.
I know. They can't even do it with a calculator. No,
right.
It's sad.
I'm like, oh, my God. What has our education system come to?
It
but
has
that's
gone.
What we have.
It's
that's
gone
what
really
we
bad.
Have.
Okay. When I was coming up, it was semi-okay. When my mother was coming up, it had already been bastardized on the history. They had already erased the history. Because every book that I gave my mom to read that I came into this house with in 2010, she says, Linda, I did not know this. I said, because they erased it. They didn't give it to you. She said, I hated my history book. I says, it was on purpose. They wanted you to hate history. They didn't want you to want it. They didn't want you to pursue it and get it. No, that's exactly right. And so she says,
well,
I kick myself right now for not waking up. I says, don't worry, Mom. I says, we're all to blame, you know, and the progressives are to blame. They did it to us. And then we woke up. Now we're here. That's, you know.
Well, now we got people trying to rewrite history.
Oh,
who
man.
Who wasn't there.
Oh, and you know what? I told my sister, we were both actually lucid. We hadn't gotten enough wine at that time. Anyway, so I told her, I says, look, I says, I had that pneumonia, scared the hell out of me. I'm going to get ready to write my last will and testament and living will. And she starts laughing. I says, yeah. I said, I got a lot of notes from my old show notes. And I says, I want you guys to keep them because this stuff's going to get erased. You can bet your sweet bippy on that. And I said, all my books, I said, somebody had better read them. I says, if they don't start reading them, these grandkids and great-grandkids, I'm going to come back and haunt somebody. So so she laughed, and she got it. She knows because she's a conservative. She's coming on board. Her husband's coming on board. It's just taking a little longer. But now that they're seeing what's going on, oh, my God, even last Sunday they saw what was going on. In the last 2 days, it's blown up.
If no one ever knows what I did, I'm hoping at least the logs and stuff I've left for my grandchildren, they will know that everything I did was for them.
Betcha. Well, for posterity, you know, and I've never had kids, but I have nieces and grandnieces, and by God, they're going to know one way or another. I'll beg them, I'll coerce them, I'll bribe them, I'll haunt them, you know, that's it. You know, you got to, and they're young enough to start respecting their elders, so that's kind of where I'm at. Karen agreed with me, my sister, and said, I was happy because people are starting to wake up huge. I mean, when I could speak freely at that house, things are changing. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good news.
There was awakening. And that happened when the other media starts reporting the truth.
You betcha.
And
yeah,
let's just hope that keeps up, because if it does keep up, you're going to see scandal after scandal after scandal.
Thank God.
I can explain to you why you're going to see that. Because everything that they've done has been based on lies.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only tell a lie, you know, a lie will always come back to haunt you. It haunts you because the more lies you tell, the harder it is to cover all the lies.
Just like Nixon,
And you look at Jay Carney in the last...
Oh, that idiot.
He hasn't known whether to tie his shoes or chew gum. I mean, he's been hit, and he has no answers. Anything he says, they're countering because they already know the truth.
Oh, my God.
You know, did you see Megyn Kelly today, Linda?
No, I missed that one.
Oh, man, she was great. You know, she depicted this whole scandal, all the scandals.
Mm-hmm.
She depicted it like she goes, this reminds me of Sergeant Schultz. I hear nothing. I see nothing. I know nothing.
Yeah, Schultz, that was funny from the old. I know which one. Oh my God!
Yeah,
it's
exactly what it was like today, and it was like that the other day. Carney's.
Yeah.
Carney should step down.
But let's be real. Every person in that position is nothing more than a paid liar.
Oh, yeah. Well, who was
the pace allowed to cover their legal?
What was that guy's name? Was it Robert Gibbs was preceding him? That guy was.
Yeah, he was. CNBC Dean Bean, you know.
Oh my God.
You gotta realize, you think Dana Perino was in there and she didn't know George Bush was backing Agenda 21 ideologies?
Oh my God. Yeah. I've got about 4 minutes and they haven't given me stuff, but I want to do the promo and then we'll come back and we'll do a little outgo song and stuff. We'll get that together. Hold on a second. We'll do this. Michael Magic's doing this one. We'll get that.
Blog Talk Radio and Patriot Family is where you need to be if you want to be informed and inspired 5 days a week. On Monday at 7:30 p.m., you can listen to the Constitution Hour. On Tuesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Family Chat. On Wednesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Right from the Left Coast. On Thursday at 6 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Education. And on Friday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Exposed but Never Forgotten. All times are Eastern Standard Time. Hope to see you there.
And we're back. Thanks, guys. That was really fun. I've got a few minutes left. You guys keep talking, and I'll find something to play us out with. Go ahead.
You know, Michael did a great job on that.
And yeah.
Folks, is anybody still out there? We all got to come together and realize that it's up to us to change things.
You betcha.
People we've got sitting in the power right now, they're not going to change things on even if they wanted to. They're too caught up in everything.
Yeah.
Most of them have already been bribed or bought. They're
Bill,
invested in stuff that, you know.
It's going to come down to we the people. I'm sure of it. It's not going to go easy, but you, me, and God and the rest of us patriots, it's going to come down to it. I know it is. I know. It's not going to be fun.
And that's what we're seeing. But we're probably going to see a surge here. We need to be out. We need to be reaching
out
to more people now. We have a resurgence with the Tea Party here and stuff. We've been vindicated. All the things we said about Obama that they claim was conspiracy theories have now been proven that it wasn't a conspiracy theory. It was a truth. They were trying to hassle us through the IRS, and they are spying on us and everything else.
Yeah, it's real crazy.
It's all just going to keep weaving and getting deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just keep pushing and keep educating and keep reaching out.
And thank you, Robert and Bill, for calling in. And I'm just going to shout out to everyone in the chat room, everyone that's listening by other methods. And Robert, you got to come to Delaney. We're going to just party our buns off.
Got to
go. And
we got to remember one thing. Listen, follow us.
Jump in there with Ron.
I haven't been to Atlanta with Ron.
Well, you need to jump in with Ron and come to Indiana, brother.
Yeah, get in his car and go.
That will be halfway for me.
Go
Atlanta
for it.
Will be halfway.
Yeah, and then party with us.
I'll probably will rent a car. I'm not going to take my car. Rent a car.
That's what Nick and Yo are doing, and they're going to come down and pick up Terry, and then go. It's going to be great. I'm excited.
Oh wow.
So, yeah, we're going to party big time, and I'm going to play some music, and you guys are awesome. And
what's the weekend? It's July 15th, right?
No, July 12th.
Oh, July, the weekend.
The
12th,
13th, 14th, and then you leave on the 5th.
Okay. Leave on the 15th. All right, thank you.
I love you guys. Okay, I'm going to play this little deal, and God bless.
And Ron's got a big enough cabin to spare a bed for you guys.
Awesome. Yeah.
And Linda and Terry and Yo and Nick, I guess, will be in one cabin.
Yep.
My wife and I and Chad and his wife and
some
other people will be in one cabin. My daughter and some other people will be in a cabin. And the other cabin, I'm not sure who all's in it. But, hey, and there's others that are bringing
They're going to bring stuff. We'll
RV.
Talk about.
How much is the cabin, Bill?
That would be you and Ron talking. You'd have to split it with him.
They're real cheap, Robert. They're real cheap when you get that many people. It's
they're
fabulous.
Already paid for right now.
But
I gotcha.
Yeah, it's real cheap that way. You guys are wonderful. I'm going to do a tiny bit. I think we've got 30 seconds left. God bless. See you guys tomorrow.
God bless.
Tune in.
God bless.
All Right. God bless.
Too many people in America fear their government, and the government is being run by too many powerful agencies like the IRS and others. I think it's time the people take the country back through their representative government.